what started with my humble collection of one shelf and a bookcase morphed into taking over the whole room within the past 20 years. Labor of love here with me. I just love the Packers, and I like collecting memorabilia, and I'll do whatever I can to find the stuff I like. All right, I live in West Lawn, Pennsylvania. It's about an hour's drive from Philadelphia, deep in Eagles country. I first watched the Packers in the 65 season, watched the championship game against Cleveland, and I got hooked. I started when I was 9 years old. I started getting stuff out of cereal boxes. I got a pennant. I got my two books by Jerry Kramer and Bart Starr. So it started very innocent. Really, it came down to getting what I would have liked to have gotten if that stuff was available back in the 60s. I like to just focus on the things that I really have a kind of an attachment to. When I met Bart Starr, I had an opportunity to meet him and a lot of the Lombardi legends. I got myself an authentic helmet, and with that, I went around and met as many of the players as I could. Bart Starr signed it, Jerry Kramer did, and a host of the other players, and to me, that's my favorite possession because I met those fellows. After I met Bart, I just decided to pen a quick letter doing thanking him so much for coming up, and all of a sudden I got a little note in the mail from him saying thank you very much for attending it, how much we enjoyed being with the fans. He was my hero back then, and he's so good with the fans, and the fans love him back, and it, to me, it's what's most special about being a Packer fan, because we have such a connection to the past. It's very difficult to describe. It just feels like I'm home. When I see Lambeau Field in the distance coming into Austin Strobe, I thought, I'm here. To me, it's like a mecca. It's just difficult to say. It's just when you see Lambeau Field, you just get overwhelmed with emotion because it's where they play. It's where they had all the championships. To me, it's like a second home. I did have a bucket list. I wanted to do a 12 o'clock start game. I wanted to do a cold weather game. I wanted to do a playoff game. The only thing I haven't done yet is a Monday nighter. That's the last thing on the list. But the cold weather game and the playoff game, I took care of all in one fell swoop when I went to the Giant game last year when I sat in 15 degree weather.
Buys more time, scrambles left, throws end zone, caught, a miracle catch, touchdown!
Hand off to the running back off the left side, he didn't get there. Morgan Burnett piercing through to make the hit. Looking downfield, scrambles right, winds up, rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught! Left side of the end zone, yes. Randall Cobb!
It was a remarkable, it looked like the Giants gave up on the play. Because I was looking at the replay, I thought, these guys could have knocked it away. That's the play I'll never forget.
Hail Mary answered again!
Now, of course, being out of the market, don't ever see the Packers every week. So I went on the website, and I began to search around for establishments that had the Packers games on a regular basis. And I found a place called the Old Post Inn. So when it's game time, I'll head up to Slatington, watch the game with the guys, and it's the highlight of the week. When you approach the Old Post Inn, the first thing you see is the Green Bay logo on the flag that he has hanging outside. So that right away is a tip-off that this is the place to be. We have the same core group of people who go there, so we're all wearing our Packer gear. We're all dedicated Packer fans. We're all loyal to the team. And we watch the game, we yell just like the people at Lambeau. I've been going up there now for, I guess, about 16 years.
There used to be a bar in Allentown called Rookies. And that's when satellite TV first came around. So we used to meet down there and watch the games. And somewhere in those conversations with the guys we all hung out with, I decided that'd be a good idea for me to do up here.
Go Packers! Woo!
I'd say maybe 10 of us met at Rookies and became friends there. And then it was basically word of mouth. They just kept talking and people started calling us. Hey, I hear you're a Packers bum. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? And that came about. Actually, I have no Wisconsin roots. I became a Packers fan. The first football game I ever watched was the Ice Bowl. Thank goodness the Packers won, because I might have been a Cowboys fan. Glad that didn't happen. Football to me is the best sport in the world. I love it. It's a great day, especially when we're winning and everybody's having a good time and yelling and screaming. That part I really enjoy. Oh, there's a terrible cast of characters. We have about 30, 35, maybe 40 regulars. I tell you, we're growing, but the regulars have their spots in the room where they have to sit. No, everybody gets their own seat.
Well, you definitely would like to talk with Brooke. He gets very uptight during the game. Miles and Donna and their family, they actually have two daughters, big Packers fans, and little Jocelyn, she's like two now.
Miles will be sitting back there. He'll be the one during the game that be screaming at the television, yelling at the Packers offense and defense. We have a friend called Tim. We call him Stick'em because he always yells Stick'em when the defense is on the field.
Stick'em! Stick'em! Stick'em!
So we pick on him a lot. And the guys in the middle, we're just getting to know pretty well. This is Packers territory.
Wings, wings, mozzarella sticks, french fries. I'm in the kitchen. I do all the cooking on Sundays.
She does the work in the kitchen, and I'm more the PR man out here. She's the boss. She makes most of the decisions. I'm the beauty behind her.
I'd rather stay back here. I like to be in the kitchen. We started several years ago doing a NFL-themed french fries. For instance, the Packers fries will have bratwurst on them. The Cowboys fries have smoked brisket and Texas Q juice. The Ravens fries have crab on them. So that's kind of a fun thing.
Her menu is what she thinks people will like. I mean, she has her, you know, your regulars on the menu and the team fries. They are great.
So a chili and cheese for Brooke, honey garlic wings for you.
Okie dokie.
It's usually the same core group of people that do come. They usually sit at the same tables. They usually have the same drinks, the same food. If I didn't know the people and know the guys and what they drank, but when I first started, it was a little overwhelming. They keep me running. I keep going in circles, you know, through the kitchen, through the bar, just so that way I'm always making my rounds. But they are very patient with me, which is really nice.
I didn't know if you were coming.
Oh, yeah. About 4 years ago, I looked up all the Packer bars and I ended up here. We're very opinionated. We know our games and we're passionate but not over the top.
My lifelong dream is to find a place where everybody rooted for the Packers. And I called them Saturday night and the jukebox is going and everything is going on. And I said, the Packer Report says you show Packer games up there. It's like a Packer bar. And she said, what do you want, Packer tickets? And I almost dropped the telephone. Like, oh my God, this, you know. You know, this is over 20 years I've been coming here.
Look at this. I don't know how he turned up here, word of mouth or whatever, but he goes, likes to go out to the home opener every year, and some of the guys travel with him.
He found us. I know, he's just a sweet, loyal Packer man. He lives to build that van. He travels, takes people to Green Bay in that vehicle, and he's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, once in a while for me.
Yeah. I need a water. I lost my voice yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
I saw her last night.
You don't want to try to go, old man?
I'm Kenneth Kern. I'm from Bath, PA. That's probably 2 hours north of Philadelphia. I've been to other stadiums, and this is the most fun you ever want to have. Like Madden said, If you ever want to watch a football game, you got to watch it in Green Bay. And that's the absolute truth. I was raised by my grandfather, and my grandfather was a Packer fan. His favorite player was Bart Starr, and I got to be a huge Bart Starr fan. My grandfather died at 99 and never made a Packer game. But I made up for it.
Can you take that a little faster next time?
Yes, I can.
It's going to be there when we get there, I promise. I was working up in Scranton at the time and got that phone call that he was in the hospital. And you try not to overreact at first so you kind of know what's going on.
I had a slight heart attack. And my son, when I come out of the hospital, said, "We're going to Green Bay because I don't want you to die without seeing Lambeau Field."
You know, you got to see Lambeau. You've talked about it forever. We've had all these great memories that we've shared at the old post and watching games and all that stuff. So we got to get here. You're not going to die until you get here.
We made that first one. That was a home opener.
Touchdown, Green Bay!
And we kind of decided between us, you know, it would be nice to make the next home opener. And then we did.
Now he's in trouble and down he goes.
And then I said, what the heck? We might as well go to every home opener we can. Ever since, we've been coming up for the home opener.
Yeah, probably about an hour we got. He drives like a lunatic, though, so who knows? He's like a little kid. The day the schedule comes out, that's a chaotic day for us because we're calling each other back and forth. Where are we going to stay? What team are they playing? And, you know, what are we going to do? I usually end up booking everything because he's not too computer savvy.
Yes! Oh, my God.
I'm not much for flying. More and more people kept coming, and we decided to drive straight through, just stop for gas, and I'll take turns driving.
Lombardi, Dad. I've lived in California about 5-6 years.
Yeah, yes.
People find it odd that I fly all the way across the country to drive halfway back.
Well, he flew from California to my place in Pennsylvania, him and his wife, and then we got in the van and kept on driving.
California, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and here, so eight states in less than a two-day period. There's been a couple times because of work I've had to fly directly into Green Bay, but it's more fun to do it in the van. We've rented a minivan, but that was the year with the Eagles game. We all didn't fit. It was uncomfortable.
We came up in a car one time, and that was horrible.
I think his leg hit the permanent knee imprints into the dashboard from him in that car.
My son-in-law was selling the van, and I said, "We'll buy it." And we started fixing it up, and this is what we have today.
My dad's added all this stuff on over the years, so not everything at once. The original van, it was just these G's that were put on. DVD player, TV. We had to run the electric straight into the car battery because we were having electrical problems with it. We have to get the roof painted about every 2 years or so. That's a fresh coat this year we got put on it. These have been on here forever. My dad's hard hat. It's fun to be on the highway and you can see these things go nuts. Because once you get this van over 70 miles an hour, it starts to shake really bad. This is all custom made. We had to add that side window and this sunroof. captain's chairs, these were welded down into the bed of the floor. My dad doesn't know what a smartphone is, so he still has circa 1995 GPS. Any place, local area, that have magnets that you can just grab. This is where everyone takes their naps back here while we're on our way up. Air conditioned back here, very fancy. It's a good place, especially when the Packers lose and you gotta drive all the way home. This is the best place to be to sleep it off the next day.
I try and take somebody who's never been here. We've had Eagle fans, Browns fans, Giants fans, and a couple of Dolphin fans. This is your job, but you refuse to do it.
I don't cook.
My dad is nuts. He'll be out there before they even let us park, and he usually talks the guy into letting him in early. And he'll be set up before 8 o'clock, even though the game starts at 3.
I get mostly the opposing team at my tailgate.
Made it better team win today.
Is that your man?
Yeah. Nice. How long you been going to this stuff?
This is my 23rd consecutive home.
Wow.
I've been to other football stadiums, but nothing is like here. It's more of almost a college football atmosphere, and even the opponents, they're welcome to come have a drink with us too.
Good luck. Thank you.
We party with everybody, so it's just a good time.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, opening day 2017. The Seattle Seahawks are in here to take on the Green Bay Packers.
Everything I've read is that the Packers lose by 4 or 3 points. I would say win by a touchdown.
I expect a win.
Wilson under pressure from Daniels. Fumble the football. It's recovered by the Packers. Snap Rodgers gives to Montgomery. Touchdown. He's in. Third down, back to throw. Locks it over the middle. The post to Jones. Touchdown. Touchdown, Johnny Nelson. The Green Bay Packers win the opener 17-9 over the Seattle Seahawks.
When I think about it over the whole time, I get a little choked up here and there. Father-son bond is something special, and this is the one thing that we really have to share with each other. Even when we disagree on what the Packers should be doing, and I think he's nuts and he thinks I'm nuts, just spending this time together. And I think that's part of the car ride too, right? So sometimes you live too busy of a life, and there's a 3-hour time zone, and he's old, so he goes to bed at 8 o'clock his time, which is 5 o'clock my time. I'm just getting out of work. So we don't get to talk all the time like we should. So these times are really special for me.
He's a dedicated Packer fan and a good son. Nothing else in the world matters. You know, when you got friends and family, everything else is good.
Tradition's important to me, and that's what this is all about, the 23 years in a row. I even joke with my dad, I said, you know, one day you're not gonna be here, and just don't die in September, because we're gonna have to make some tough decisions. I'd say he's got about another 15, 20 more in him. So if we can get to 50, that would be really good. 50 in a row, that'd be fun.
Truly feel like our customers are family. You know, you get involved in people's lives and they get involved in your lives. We go to people's weddings and birthday parties and stuff. You know, we have a solid base of regular customers, both Packers oriented and otherwise.
Good family bar, good friends, and I allow my people to have a good time. They can laugh, they can sing, they can dance, whatever they want to do. I mean, that's how a bar is supposed to be.
he never had to do that. You know, whoever comes in wants to see the game, fine, big deal. But for the Packer people, he could see, you know, how much we all love the Packers, you know, from, you know, when we used to go to the other bars, you'd have your big TVs and we would go in that corner. The Vikings would be in this corner, Steelers over there, and, you know. And he saw this and said, you know what, maybe I could make this work. You know, it was a really good idea because there's a lot of us that have been coming here. Good, bad, or indifferent, we shall.
The people that come here to watch the games together have all become friends via their interest and their rooting for the Packers.
They're glad that we're here. And I appreciate that. I really do.
Barry and Bruce used to play softball together. They bowled together. We kind of hooked up with him, you know, at the other place that we used to go to watch the games and things. But he was a huge part of bringing people together here. And he was definitely the centerpiece of the crowd every week. I don't know a person that ever met Bruce that didn't like him. He was one of the most outgoing, fun-loving, kindest, generous, and tremendous Packers fan that I've ever met. And he, I think, was a big part of all of the way we do things here. It's impossible to talk about him without crying. We miss him.